At the World Cup downhill in Italy 2 months ago, France's David Poisson, going 90 miles an hour, crashed coming out of a turn and into some netting. The video was captured by Universal Sports.
A little late into the chaise lot, but got it going. Oh, he's got the low line. Where is he going?
He's going into the nets. A tough one there over that last bump, and he goes into the netting hard.
Did not get the memo from Sporn and Perko, the same line as our first two racers, except he ends up Poisson, the fish, caught in the net.
Here's a look at this crash.
Well, we talked about the line. You got to get more direction. Look where his skis are pointed off the course. And instead of just putting them sideways and maybe living to ski another day, he tries to make it.
The first row of netting slowed him down some so he wouldn't hit the second row so hard. Fortunately, he was able to walk away from the crash. On this same course, champion skiers Werner Heil and Jan Hudak tested a device designed to protect skiers from those horrific crashes. It's an airbag called the D-Air Ski. 3 years ago, the International Ski Federation approached Dainese, an Italian company that makes airbags for motorcycle racers, about developing a similar protection for skiers. The plan was to have it ready for the Olympics, but the federation says it still needs more testing. The latest prototype was unveiled in Kitzbühel, Switzerland last week. Dainese Development Strategic Manager Victoria Cafaghi says it marks a significant milestone in safety and, with the support of the skiers involved, has provided a solution that few would have gambled on at the outset.
Basically, the bag protects the chest, the rib cage, vital organs of the chest, collarbone, shoulders. This latest version is not anymore covering the back, because basically a downhill or super G athlete is supposed to wear a back protector.
To see it, it looks a little bit like a very lightweight life preserver vest, and in the most violent accidents can deploy in 100 milliseconds and absorb up to 61% of the force of impact. Tests showed that even though the thickness of the inflated bag is just 5 centimeters, it can protect skiers. It knows not to inflate if the skier just slides at a slow speed or the skier is just making a jump. Electronics are the heart of the system. These rigid parts are buried inside a structure that sits on the back protector.
Inside it, you have, of course, an hardware based on 3 accelerometers, 3 gyroscopes, and 1 GPS. Then there's a software running in a CPU. That is carrying the activation algorithm. The algorithm is the brain of the system, who is constantly analyzing all the signals coming from the sensors and deciding if an accident is going on.
If there is an accident going on, the algorithm sends the activation signal and the bag inflates. The most difficult part was finding the exact moment when the athlete is no longer in control. To study this, Dainese has data from more than 200 ski runs and 700 minutes of other research. It captured this information from skiers who wore special computer chips on their back protectors, recording speed, angular rotation, and acceleration.
In any case in which the body of the rider, of the athlete, will take a position or having a rotation which is outside the normal dynamic of the competition, the system will inflate. The system will inflate as well in case you crash and you start rolling, because we assume that you may roll down a steep slope. So in that case, you need to be protected.
The International Ski Federation says the D-Air Ski is not quite ready for mass rollout, and testing will continue. Dainese says when it does hit the market, it will probably cost the same as its motorcycle protector, which is about 1,000 euros. In the future, other parts of the body could be protected, like the knees, and Cafaghi says another advancement would be to have the airbag send a signal to the skis to release them, preventing further injury. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.